When I moved to Aspen last March, my older sister Anne said, "Congratulations!" And she sent me a link about our family history.
I've done a little bit of digging myself, but I nothing more than some internet, and I thought, oh good, now we have someone on the ground in the town
who can go check out a certain guy in our family tree. His name is George Worth Thatcher, and he's my great-great-grandfather. Now, I've finally made my way to the Aspen Historical Society, and they're going to help me out. Anna Scott handles the archives there.
One of the first things that we can do is just see if he even appears in our database.
We're at Anna's computer, and I should know anyone can do this if they want to check out their genealogy in Aspen.
Am I spelling it right? There. And it looks like in our archives we have four items that relate to him. There is a mining deed collection that we have in our database.
So we start looking through a list of what those papers are.
It says G.W. Thatcher in 1884. The type was an agreement. It says it's for the Broadway and Monarch Lodes. That included George Thatcher, Frank Fisher, and Thomas Rucker.
Lodes are a section of valuable minerals and rock, and George's name is on a lot of legal papers about mining. To get a better sense of him, Anna also checks what's called a directory.
What we call them now are phone books, but they didn't have the phones in the early days. This time he resides at 230 East Hopkins Avenue. Then we're going to go to 1892 and see where he's at. This is interesting. Amanda Christensen was a servant for G.W. Thatcher in 1892.
I'm not going to lie, this moment makes me really uncomfortable. But Scott says servants were paid, which puts my heart a little more at ease.
Probably typically house cleaning, cooking, and whatnot. I'm not sure.
And turns out old George had a coachman to drive him around, too, so he could stay out of the mud. This was long before paved roads, and handy because the family had moved to a bigger home in the west end of town, farther away from all the action. I say family because there were three other people in the 1900 census.
Mary E. Thatcher, that's his wife, she's 42. Her father was born in Ireland, and her mother was born in New York. And then George B. Thatcher, so we have a junior, essentially. And then a Hubert.
Both the boys are in their teens. And I should mention, my brother's name is Hugh and my dad's name is George, so this is all very deja vu. We end up finding an answer to why they make the move to a larger house. There's a history book conveniently parked on Scott's desk. She cracks it open and finds this section.
President of the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad, paid $150,000 in cash, most of it to Captain George Thatcher, the principal owner. For the Silver King property. So that's 1891. That might be why he then got a servant and a coachman.
And moved to the West End. I called my sister Anne to tell her what I found, and we had a good chuckle over the idea that at one point the family had a place on Main Street.
So the other thing I'm really curious about, is there anybody out there that we're related to?
Shoot, I didn't think of that. Guess I'm going back to the archives. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.